In today's society, one huge expectation for all people is to be strong and always prevail.
However, no matter how hard you try to avoid it, vulnerability is inevitable.
In the essay Joyce Voldara's, Brian Doyle uses examples such as the hummingbird, the blue whale, and the human to convey the message that no matter the type, size, or being, all hearts are vulnerable.
First, Doyle goes into giving the reader background of the hummingbird and its very exuberant lifestyle. Doyle goes on to communicate that, and I quote, "Their hearts beat faster than we could hear clearly if we pressed our elephantine ears to their infinitesimal chest."
This statement Doyle makes really exemplifies how small the hummingbird is and how fast their heart beats. Describing a human ear as elephantine when comparing it to the size of the hummingbird really shows the reader how small they truly are.
The next bit of information Doyle tells the reader is that, quote, "they can fly backwards and, quote, they can fly more than 500 miles without pausing to rest." This quote explains furthermore how exceptional the hummingbird's heart and body operates.
Nearing the end of Doyle's explanation of the hummingbird, he reveals the sad truth of the hummingbird's life. Once they are cold, their hearts, quote, grow cold and they cease to be.
This part of the text really exemplifies the truth of the hummingbird's vulnerability. Even though the hummingbird has very unique abilities and strengths, it cannot withstand the inevitable dangers of its surrounding elements.
It also cannot handle the weakness of its own body. An example of this is, when they rest, they come close to death, their hearts sludging nearly to a halt.
The next being Doyle talks about is the large blue whale, of which, quote, "the biggest heart in the world is inside." This shows extreme contrast to the hummingbird, which has one of the smallest hearts in the world.
However, quote, "of the largest animal who ever lived, we know nearly nothing." Oddly enough, one of the only things we do know about the blue whale is that, quote, "their penetrating, moaning cries can be heard underwater for miles and miles."
Although this animal is extremely solitary, their heart still endures great amounts of sorrow and pain, of which the reason is unknown to us.
The last being Doyle discusses in the text is the human being. Doyle explains that, quote, "we open windows to each, but we live alone in the house of the heart." This quote communicates that even though we open up and surround ourselves with many people, we really only have ourselves and our hearts in the end.
Doyle then tells the reader, when young, we think there will come a person who will savor and sustain us always. This quote is conveying that as children, we have this false sense of security that a person will always be there to fix us and our problems. But as we age, we realize, quote, "this is the hopeful dream of a child."
Like stated previously, all we are left with in the end is ourself and the heart. Finally, Doyle finishes the description of human nature by stating that, quote, "all hearts are bruised and scarred, scorned and torn, repaired by time and will." Doyle mentions that this happens no matter, quote, "how many bricks you bring to the wall."
At the end of this essay, Doyle states, quote, "you can brick up your heart as stout and tight and hard and cold and impregnable as you possibly can, and down it comes in an instant."
After this, Doyle dives into examples of things that make us vulnerable, such as, quote, "a woman's second glance," or, quote, "a child's apple breath."
He also gives us examples of things that break our heart, such as, quote, "the shatter of glass in the road," or, quote, "the words, I have something to tell you."
These are examples of which most people have experienced in their lifetime.
This final paragraph ended the essay very well.
Conclusively, Brian Doyle uses the examples of the hummingbird, the whale, and the human to convey the way the heart is vulnerable, no matter what its size is or who owns it.